Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Here we learn that there's something that is deceptive about wine. And there's something about alcohol and wine that's very deceiving to people. And that's why you see so many people in our world today drinking alcohol, getting drunk, and you even see, unfortunately, a lot of Christians who are deceived by wine. And there's all sorts of pastors and churches that will lie to you and teach false doctrine, saying that it's okay for Christians to drink. Oh, let's just drink in moderation. It's only a sin to get drunk. These people are what? They're deceived by wine. And the Bible calls them something. It says there that they are not wise. You know what that means? You're being foolish. You're being stupid. You ought to be wise and listen to what the Bible says. And you know, something happened just last week that is a perfect example of the stupidity and the foolishness and the harm that can come in your life when you drink alcohol. We do that SWAT team soul winning program at our church. And of course, we had a great weekend this weekend where we got the girlfriend of this homicide victim saved. But when I was there, she told me the story. And she told me that both her boyfriend and his murderer were both drunk and both doing drugs. And there is a life that was extinguished in Oklahoma City that would not have been if they were sober. Because look at what it says. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. A lot of times when people get drunk, they just fly off the handle and just become enraged and get in all these fights and all these issues that they would not have gotten in if they were sober. She was even telling me this story that basically, this was according to her. Obviously, there's two sides to every story. But according to her, this guy attacked her boyfriend, and apparently her boyfriend beat the crap out of this guy and just knocked him out. And this guy was kind of just like embarrassed and enraged that he got his butt kicked. So he came back to the house with a gun. And she said that her boyfriend was saying like, hey, we don't have to do this. Let's calm down. I don't want to fight you again, man. And then the guy pulled his gun out and shot her boyfriend in the head and killed him on the spot. That's alcohol for you. That happens in our country all the time. People all the time are killed, whether by drunk drivers, by people who are just enraged in alcohol, committing murder all the time in our country because of alcohol, because it's strong drink that is raging. Notice, wine is a mocker. You know what else wine will do? If it doesn't literally kill you, if it doesn't cause you to get in an accident and kill someone else, it'll at the very least mock you. It'll at the very least make you say and do stupid things that you otherwise would not have done. I mean, I thought we were all taught this in school. Like, hey, when you drink alcohol, the first thing to go is your judgment, right? So people go into drinking experiences and parties, and maybe they don't even have the intention of getting drunk. But the problem is, alcohol is a poison that affects your brain, that affects your decision-making skills, and people go into it thinking, I'll just have one beer. Then they change their mind after they've had that one beer. Then one becomes two, becomes doing shots, becomes they're extremely intoxicated and drunk, and they go do stupid things. What are some stupid things that people do? You know, they'll start, if they're not getting in fights, they'll start like playing with guns. Like, hey, let's play with guns and let's hold them in an unsafe fashion and let's point them at each other and let's shoot them in the house. People die from that stuff all the time. People will literally just walk into walls, bust out their teeth, bust their eye open, have all these injuries that they would not have had otherwise. Or, like what happened this winter on Route 66, people just drive their truck into the river and drown to death because they're drunk. All sorts of just terrible things. Or what's another thing people do? They'll just blow up their marriage and commit adultery because they were drinking alcohol. And their judgment's gone. And they're thinking things they normally wouldn't think, doing things they wouldn't normally do. There's plenty of people who know adultery is wrong and would never go down that road, but you get them drunk and they will. And that happens to people all the time. You know, alcohol is one of those things that is just super, super dangerous, and you ought to never touch it or play around with it whatsoever. And you know, this doctrine, this idea that comes from a lot of just weak pastors that say like, well, it's okay to drink in moderation so long as you don't get drunk. You know, here's the stupid thing about that. That is a complete lie, because in order to drink in moderation and not get drunk, you have to have been getting drunk so much that you build up a tolerance to alcohol. And what does the Bible actually say? It says to be sober. to not be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but to be filled with the Spirit, singing to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That's what we should be doing as Christians. You know what? It is a shame to the name of Jesus Christ when Christians go around drinking alcohol.
Amen.
It's a shame to Jesus Christ when you go and do stupid things, kill people, hurt yourself, harm your family. And here's the thing. Nothing good comes from drinking alcohol.
Right.
Nothing good. Even if you've gotten lucky in your life and you have drank alcohol and you're like, man, thank God I never did kill anyone. I never did commit adultery. I didn't get in a drunk driving accident. Even if you escaped those by the grace and mercy of God, here's what I know. Nothing good came of it, though. You know, no one got drunk and became a better husband as a result of getting drunk. You know what people do when they get drunk? They beat their wife. They cheat on their wife. They scream at her. They throw objects at her. That's what people do when they get drunk. No one's ever drank alcohol and became a more involved father and a more loving father and a more, you know, instructive father to their children. No, no, no. What happens is people get drunk and they become fathers that detach from their children. They become absent fathers. They become fathers that can't provide for them because they're spending all of their money drinking alcohol. Because they're losing their job because their life is being just turned upside down by alcohol. No one's ever drank alcohol and showed up to work and have been more productive, has contributed more to the company. No one's ever drank alcohol and opened up their Bible and got more truth from the Holy Spirit. No one's ever drank alcohol and preached a good sermon. I mean, if alcohol's so great, why is it that I can't do it to serve God? Right? I mean, if I just was drinking alcohol right now, I wouldn't be able to preach. If you were drinking alcohol right now, you wouldn't be able to go soul winning. You wouldn't be able to lead someone to Christ. So if it's something that's not good, we should just stay away from it. And not only is it just not good, it's extremely destructive and terrible is what it is. It's a poison. One thing that I like about my generation is that there's kind of this shift that's happening amongst young people right now where a lot of people are just rejecting alcohol. A lot of people are just being complete teetotalers. And look, whether you do that for a religious or a health reason, I'm just happy that less people are drinking alcohol. Because people who drink alcohol are stupid. And even unsaved people should have enough smarts to say like, wow, this is giving me man boobs. Wow, this is causing me to do stupid things. Wow, this is affecting my heart and my teeth and my throat and my stomach. And maybe I shouldn't drink this poison.